from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All over the towns. Love them all. Anyway, take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I got a resolution. This year I'm playing right. No 6-15 this year. Yeah, you can stay tonight.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. 5-6 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's time for that part of the day. No Frog Boy, but we still got to mix it on up, dude, in the mix bag. And the mix bag is brought to you by Broward Health, well into your future. All right, Leroy.
What's up?
You familiar with Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I
understand it goes without saying, but you know, just.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Jim Harbaugh, he's been pleased with how practice has been going for the Chargers. So much so that he might treat himself this weekend.
4 in a row. It's been fantastic. I mean, I'm feeling so good. I'm taking Mrs. Harbaugh out on a date night tonight.
Wow. The Harbaughs might eat some Blue Chew. Some Chargers Blue Chew.
You think that energy that dude has? Right.
Boys, hey, just spice it up. I don't know. Either way, Mrs. Harbaugh, get ready for your date tonight. Old car Harbaugh's ready to roll.
The thing I say about Jim is this. He has been consistent with who he has been since college. If we don't get it, it's on us. But he ain't never changed. He ain't never, everybody thinks that he just came and invented this person, right? No, he's been that way since college. So the people that know him go, no, that's Jim. That's the way he's always been.
Leroy, Aaron Judge has 4 home runs in his last 3 games. He's up to 48 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has 60 once again, very much in his scope. Of course, at 62 a few years ago.
He might hit 50 by the end of this weekend.
That's true. Here is Aaron Judge on potentially going to 60 once again.
With a ring and a lot of fun in the playoffs, and definitely that'd be cool. But like I said the other day, I'm just trying to do whatever I can each day to put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game. And, you know, especially these games against Cleveland, who, you know, we'll definitely see down the road, and we're fighting for the best, you know, best record in the AL. I'm just trying to do my part. That's it.
Wow. Humble.
And can I add a little? And I could do my part a little bit more if I didn't have Mr. 6-8 hit next to me.
Well, he loves Juan Soto, though. He's like, oh, What a bromance him and Juan Soto got together.
That dude did more lifting than a little bit. And he's always hurt. Weird injuries, too. Hey, Stan, can you just, stretch?
I don't know. It's just weird. The hammies. Two things that have always plagued them. The outside slider and hammies.
By the way, you know who Aaron Judge is because he's like 6'8".
I need to know if Aaron Gordon and Aaron Judge are brothers and have the same father who just happened to name him Aaron. Because those two men look very similar. Like you've never seen them at the same time.
6'7" for a baseball player is pretty rare.
6'7", 280.
Let's see, Dave Winfield, Willie Stargell,
Dave Parker.
See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, the big brothers.
Yeah.
Derek Lee was a moose. He was 6'5".
Again, you're actually adding one to my list.
Yeah.
You know who wasn't Lauer? What's his the catcher? Sandy Alomar was 6'5".
Strawberry was a big boy.
No. We're trying to find others, Vlad.
I'm trying to find non-pitchers. Sandy's like 6'4".
Yeah, but no. Who else? The catcher for the Twins. Lauer?
Joe Mauer?
Mauer's pretty big.
Mauer's pretty big.
Yeah. So that's the only two
I can think. Like Vlad's right. Aaron Judge is a power forward.
Right.
Piazza might be one.
Piazza wasn't that's big a big as boy. Those guys.
He was like 6'4", man. 6'4", no, 6'5". Wasn't. Piazza was a big boy.
But Piazza was not 6'4".
6'3", according to Google A.
That's a big boy.
That is bigger than I thought, though.
One guy who is not 6'4", Russell Wilson. Oh, Danger boy. Russ. He's in Pittsburgh now. Not going great for those QBs. It's been off to a squirrely start. It is preseason.
You know what I can't figure out?
Hmm?
We say this every year with Pittsburgh, and at the end of the year, they're in the hunt.
It's very annoying.
It's amazing. That dude, they talk about every year about getting rid of their coach. You bet not. Y'all don't realize what y'all got. It'd
be nice if they get him a quarterback who was decent. Here is Russell Wilson on the Steelers' offensive strength.
Would you rather hear him or another question from Mike McDaniel?
Mike McDaniel. I like listening to Mike McDaniel, even if it is long. Weirdness.
Here, no matter how much Mike talks, whatever he says, it's believable. You know it's coming from a good place. When was the last time Russell Wilson said anything? And this is his own doing. When was the last time he said anything that was actually people believed?
Wow.
Everything he says, it seems like he's trying to play a part.
Yep.
And he's never honest and upfront about what's going on, so you just don't take him truthfully.
You could tell me that he could go home to Ciara and he's actually plugged into a wall, that he's actually a cyborg. I would believe you. He's programmed to be
one of those automatic cleaners.
Yeah, something like he's a Roomba.
A Roomba.
Now he's just a Bumba. You like this point? Hey, come on, you liked it. Yeah. Here is
for Toby.
Here's Russell Wilson on the Steelers stinking up the joint.
Earned right now or anything else? And absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the reason being, as I told you guys, is because the level of practices we've had against one of the best defenses every day and how we've shown up there. So I think the best thing that we can do is, just slow our minds down, play really clean football, and also to enjoy the process, man.
Oh, my
God. Okay, first of all.
Cool. Thanks, Joel.
If I'm a teammate, I'm going to be a teammate of Russ. Hey, buddy. Appreciate your positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you're going. We have been working hard at practice. But it would be more enjoyable if you wouldn't throw it to the other team. Now, while you're not worried about it, when we see our starting quarterback throwing it to the other team, I got to tell you, eyebrows are raised.
I think Minka Fitzpatrick's like, hey, I'm good. Hey, the hands are warmed up, Russ.
We had a quarterback like that in college. Man, when he went into the game, everybody in the first two rows put their gloves on.
What are you doing, Dad?
You might want to be ready, son.
Yep.
Got a wild one out here.
Everybody in the first two rows treated like a baseball game.
Speaking of nice guys, Anthony Weaver, Dolphins' new defensive coordinator. Nice guy. Everybody seems to really like him.
Yep.
This is why the bob and weave defense. This is why he says he's such a nice guy.
I'm just trying to be authentic and be myself, right? I'm not trying to be anything else. I believe coaching is service work. So in order to get the best out of people, you got to get to know them, right? You can't just be on this mountaintop and be a dictator and just bark down orders at people. People don't respond to that. So ultimately, like, I know where I stand. I know what the chain of command is, but we are all coworkers ultimately. And I'm trying to make sure that I can be a force multiplier in whatever capacity I can, not just with the defensive guys, but with the offensive guys, with the coaches on staff, offense and defense. Like, I'm trying to help this team win a Super Bowl. So anything I can do to help, I'm going to do that.
Wow.
Daysop said it right. He can narrate audiobooks.
He does have a good voice.
Kind of got that. What's my man's name that does all the animal shows? I can't think of his name.
Who does the animal shows?
He does all the
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
He did March of the Penguins.
Yeah, but he did the one of the animal shows. You know, where they go to Africa and they have the narrator. He did that too.
I was very I'm very confused still when I watch Hard Knocks and they're trying to tell me that that's Ray Donovan. And I'm like,
it is.
It's weird, right? It is.
I don't get it. Like, it's just the Ray. I know he came. He did one episode. He did the Jets season. Like, he came and met Aaron Rodgers. It was really awkward. It was like,
why was it awkward?
Oh, just because, like, Aaron Rodgers said a thing. He's like, I'd love to meet him. And then, like, Aaron Rodgers had nothing for him. He's just like, you're Ray Donovan.
Yeah. What,
he's a Jeff fan.
Here's the deal. It's funny because while we're paying attention to what Weave has to say, right? I'm thinking to myself while the whole time he's talking, you know what he is?
Hmm?
The direct opposite of Fangs.
Oh, yeah.
In every way. Right? Right?
Yeah, well, I saw that.
He's going to be – and the thing is that they brought Fangs in because he's one of the best to do it.
Yep.
Right? They brought Weaver in because he's more in line with how the head coach, how Mike McDaniel wants to do things.
He's the first guy that's Mike McDaniel's guy because the first year he inherited Boyer. Then he got Fangs because they're just like, come on, it's Fangs. It's going to be great. But this is the guy he can actually communicate with.
Right.
You know, this is a guy he knows. This is a guy he's got a relationship with. And I got to tell you, first two games, sideline presence, dude. He's just got it. Something about him.
Well, defensive guys. Now, I'll tell you who is the most hype guys. Usually the defensive line coach, somewhat the offensive line coach, the linebacker coach. And then the special teams guy. Those are usually your most hype coaches on the sideline.
It's not even a hype. It's like he commands a presence. It's the towel that he has around his neck. Like, it's just, it's a good look, well, you know?
It's just hot as hell.
Oh, it's very hot. I mean, it's soupy. What are you
doing? He doesn't wear a hat. I didn't see him wearing a hat.
No, he doesn't. So he just goes.
You won't get sweat in your eyes.
I know. But it's just that towel just commands respect. There's something about it. Tornadic?
Rumble in the jungle.
Yeah, it's really bad here also. It's thundering quite loud.
But you live in Cuba. I'm up here up on like Key West into
point right. Four Leroy.
Okay.
It lives up. I had to call Jay Fink and say, hey, I'm following directions, but they say I'm only halfway there. Is this accurate?
Speaking of great voices, Calais Campbell. This is the giant. Ooh. Whoa. That wasn't Calais Campbell's voice. That was Thunder.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell, this is him on why preseason is important to him.
It's like, you know, I played seven plays. Those seven plays are, you know, it was good work. It was quick and easy, you know, it was, you know, a little bit of physicality, but it was exactly what I needed. But you go to like the whole day, you know, getting ready to play, that matters. you know, where, you know, just that structure of your day, you know, how you're going to do things. Like, I've done it quite a bit, but it's kind of like re-establishing, okay, this is what, you know, what works well for me, this is what I want to do, you know, and then, you know, what time to get to the stadium, what time to start my warm-up preparation, what time, you know, how much, just really just the way things are done here, you know, with how everything's structured, getting the layout and the lay of the land. So, because, I mean, there's, you know, seeing the chiropractor, you know, where I'm going to get the rollout, you know, if I need to get an IV, where, you know, how everything's going to be going. And all that stuff is just kind of like a, you know, I mean, you know, every place is a little different. So you kind of got to get a feel for it. So going through that process was really good.
Wow. Now, routine.
Now, is he not saying some of the same things I said at the beginning of the show? That you got to go through the game experiences to get ready for the game.
17-year pro.
And he's a 17-year-old pro. Like, so everybody that just all of a sudden dismisses that, oh, these guys don't need no preseason, you're flipping a coin and hoping that it all comes together when it needs to.
Do you think?
Whereas here's the guy that's played a substantial amount of time and has been successful in the league saying, no, I need to go through that process of getting ready at least once so I get a feel in my mind and my body gets ready to play football on Sunday.
Do you think drive-thrus are a struggle for Calais Campbell?
Why? He can reach all the way in.
No, understanding him through the order box.
I mean,
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, because just imagine the person. We better get his order right. It's a giant. Like,
it's a giant.
Yeah.
It's a giant.
He's never been told back through the speaker. He goes, come on, sir. Enough of the nonsense. Talk in your real voice.
Oh. Do you think they'll fix that? That would be Patrick
Mahomes. That would be Patrick Mahomes. Okay, Kermit. You sure you eat a 50 piece?
That's what I like.
When he talks to kids, does he intimidate them and scare them?
No.
Who are Calais Campbell?
They all want to treat him like a jungle gym.
No, Calais. Like, are they looking at him?
Oh,
like,
Calais.
You think Calais Campbell?
No, but wait. Remember, old boy from Minnesota told us that. That went to Miami.
Brian McKinney.
Brian McKinney.
Yeah, he said he talked to some kids, and they go, they just kept staring at him. They go, it's a giant.
They think that he's 100 years old because they equate size to age. So they would think that Calais Campbell is like an elder.
Or his voice. It sounds like he's been screaming in a wind tunnel for 13 years. Right? Like his singing career would be over. But I wonder, when did he get that voice? Because he's been talking like that for years.
Six.
Right?
When he was six.
So age six, he sounded like a monster?
Yeah.
Yep.
He couldn't play Little League. But you know what, right?
I guarantee you, when Mama Campbell comes, his voice turns very soft.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No,
he don't want to give no indication that he's being aggressive, loud, because Mama look at you and like, hey, watch your tone.
And they'll tell you,
okay, Mama.
And they'll tell you they're exactly like, boy, don't think because you're 6'7" that I won't whip your ass. Like, they would tell you that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, okay.
Hey, my mom, I remember I was a kid, it was middle school, playing football game. And after the game, we was messing around. And I was messing with my mom, right? And messing with her. I had my uniform on and everything. Everything but my helmet. And she grabbed my arm and did this ninja move and flipped me. And everybody was like, ooh, Miss H don't play. And I was laying on the ground. And I looked up at her. And she looked up at me. We start laughing because she don't know how the hell she did it. But she flipped me like a ninja. I was like, oh, my goodness.
One more here in the mixed bag. Austin Jackson, impressed with rookie, another giant, Patrick Paul, 6'8", Moose. And he says that he wishes he had some of his talent as a rookie.
Honestly, he's got it all. His size, smart, great feet. You know, there are some learning lessons, adjusting to blocking NFL defensive ends, which, you know, he's picking up pretty fast. And I definitely try to tell him everything I can, as I just, you know, had some experiences with that myself, you know, in my younger playing years. But he's got it all, man. And he's got his head on right. So I think he'll adjust great into this league.
There you go. Austin Jackson, impressed with the young tackle, who we'll see back in action tonight in this final preseason game. We'll take a break. More headlines coming on up back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.